William and Catherine, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are traveling. A BBC headline proclaims royals try out cowboy hats in Canada.
And now they're coming here to Southern California, where William plans to play polo. The royal couple will meet celebrities, veterans, and children on Skid Row. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has a few other suggestions.
Hey, Will and Kate, why not just ditch the official itinerary and come with me to Hollywood Boulevard, like most tourists to L.A. do? Here along the Walk of Fame, you can spot your favorite movie stars on the sidewalk. Or you might take your picture with Spider-Man, Catwoman, Darth Vader, or Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Also known as?
Mitchell. Schonberner.
Where do you think the royal couple should go when they're here in L.A.?
I'd say here in Hollywood. The Hollywood Boulevard is the only place where you can actually see these stars. They'd probably blend in with the rest of us impersonators.
Hey, Batman.
I don't do interviews.
Got to keep it on the down low. And who do we have here?
I'm Jay Patrick. I'm a comedian.
So Will and Kate are coming to L.A. this weekend. Where do you think they should go?
They should just go to a karaoke bar to show people you're relatable, that they ain't afraid to make a fool out of themselves, even if they can't sing. Nobody gonna believe it.
What song would you like them to sing?
She should do I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. And he should do Jay-Z, I Love Girls, 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 or Eddie Murphy and Rick James song, I Like to Party All the Time. Come on, that'll be one hell of a party. Come on, that's the American dream.
Okay, maybe you don't want to talk to a comedian hawking his CD or the toothless Michael Jackson wannabe, or you don't want the guy in a Shrek costume to give you the finger like he did to me. L.A. police are warning the paparazzi to behave this weekend, and they'll close down some streets to the anticipated onslaught of looky-loos. So why not duck the crowds and head towards the beach to join up with British expats?
At the Ye Olde King's Head British pub in Santa Monica, you can find...
Phil, Hasselgrave,
Reggie Craig,
Bernie Goff.
So you have any advice for William and Catherine?
Stay out of this place.
What do you mean?
He'll drink. We're going to get him drunk if he comes in here.
William, you're going to
get him drunk.
What else is there to do in L.A.? It's vapid.
At the British shop next door, Dublin immigrant Orla Mulhorn has more practical advice.
I'd say go to the beach because it's hard to get a nice sunny day back in England or Ireland.
Bring a lot of sunblock.
Yes, bring a lot of sunblock. That English skin won't cut the mustard over here.
William and Catherine, why not check out Pink's Hot Dog Stand, where they've named a wiener in your honor? Or visit the cool street art show at the Modern Art Museum downtown. One of your British subjects, the artist known as Banksy, is bankrolling free Monday admissions all summer. Maybe you can convince him to finally talk to NPR. Perhaps you can meet some real-life gang members who are turning their lives around. You don't even have to go anywhere too scary to find them. Just the second floor of City Hall at the new Homeboy Diner.
My name is Guadalupe Montiano, but everybody calls me Pita. I joined into a gang when I was 11 years old. I started using drugs when I was 11. I went to prison when I was 19. I got my second strike at 20. So it was a rough life, you know?
At 31, Montellano now works full-time at the diner. She says she's excited the Duke and Duchess will be in her hometown.
I would like to meet them in person. I just want to, like, give them a hug and tell them welcome, you know, to our neighborhood. And, you know, not to be scared, you know, we're not that bad. And I want to tell them congratulations, you know. I just hope I can find a prince, too.
So, Will and Kate, I know you won't have too much time for sightseeing in Los Angeles this weekend, but just in case, these are a few cheeky suggestions from Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.